Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to find out how I can get a replacement for my large Borg cube.
Okay. I'd be happy to assist you. Can I get you to spell your last name, please?
Driver, D-R-I-V-E-R.
And your zip code?
90044.
Okay. 90044.
Correct.
Let me see.
It was one of the if you've gotten so many ships, and it's one of the, I guess, probably one of the gift ships that you get.
All right. Let me see here. So I'm having a hard time locating your account. I do want to just verify. D as in Delta, I as in India, V as in Victor.
Nope.
E.
D, like car driver, cab driver, truck driver.
DR. Got it. I was missing a letter. Thank you for that. And that's for your Star Trek Starship collection.
Yep. I had to postpone it for a while. But 116 ships, I was running out of room. And so I started getting my, IKEA gave me some, what do you call it, lighted glass cases? Lighted glass cases.
Okay. And you said it was the Borg? Is it the Borg?
Yeah, the large Borg ship. That was like one of the gifts that you get after so many.
Okay, yep. Let me see. All right. And was it damaged?
Yeah, the batteries go. One of the connections is messed up. So it's not getting a connection on that battery.
Let me see.
It's maybe a five or six inch square on each side.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to find that ship on here.
That's Borg, B-O-R-G.
Mm-hmm. I just have to go through the different ships since you have received so many. I just have to go through each shipment individually to find it.
Well, actually, this is one of the. I guess they call it a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't come in the normal order.
Okay. Let me see. Almost done. I just have to go through and figure out which shipment it was. Okay. So I'm showing that was sent to you in June of 2015.
Yeah, I've been on that long.
Yeah, that's what it shows, that it was that part of that shipment. Looks like June 30th of 2015. Let me see. Give me 1 second here.
Thank you.
Okay. I did. I was able to locate it. Give me just a moment. When you said the battery connector.
Yeah. There's four batteries. One of the batteries, connectors, or whatever you call them, terminal.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the terminals is terminal.
Okay, so I was able to find that. Give me just a moment. I do appreciate your patience.
No problem. Being impatient wouldn't help me out at all.
Yeah, I just have to get the, it does just take quite a while to load since it was the, from several years ago. And then I can see if I can get that replaced for you. I'm not sure since it is several years old, but I'm going to see what I can do.
Thank you.
It does load a little at a time with all the past years, so
yeah.
I still appreciate your patience.
Yeah, I would always see your exhibit when you go down to Comic Con. But we didn't have it last year. It doesn't look like we're going to have it this year.
Mm.
So maybe we'll have it in 22. That's where I got the idea of getting the glass case, because that's how you just do. That's how you showed them at the booth.
Yeah. We do have a new Star Trek Enterprise buildup. While this loads, it ends up being about almost 2 feet wide. You build it slowly. It has working lights and everything like that. It's pretty cool.
Oh,
I don't know if you've seen that
cool.
On the website.
I'll go and look that up.
Yeah. It's the 1701D Enterprise. And you build it. It's like a model, but it has working lights.
So that like you get one piece at a time?
You get, we do it in kits. So,
yeah.
You would get, it starts off, you get the first two kits, and then after that, you get four every 4 weeks to build it until
uh-huh.
it's complete. But it ends up being quite fantastic.
Yeah, I did that for a solar system.
Yeah, so it's like the solar system one, but with the Star Trek.
Yeah. That was my homeschooling project with my son. Hmm. For our homeschooling project for the science fair.
I haven't seen a completed one of those. I think that's a really cool one. We have another one that we're doing that's great for homeschool projects or kids. We have one that's like a My Body, and it's got mm-hmm. all the bones and the organs and stuff like that. And I think those are really great yeah. ways to get kids involved and learning in a fun way too. So,
especially now with everybody at home.
Yep. Okay. It's almost done loading. Okay, it's almost done. We're getting there.
Okay.
So it used to work and then it just stopped working?
Yeah. Got the little switch, so it lights up like a board cube. Yeah, I tried that eraser. You know, you use the head of a pencil eraser to clear off terminal. That didn't work. A WD-40, that didn't work.
Hmm. I'm just making notes while it loads so I can make sure I've got everything in here just in case.
Have you seen that cube before?
Have I seen what?
Have you seen that board cube before?
Yes.
So it took me the longest time to find the on-off switch because of the design of the box.
Oh.
So the box has all the little board designs on it, and the switch is real tiny.
That's good, though, because you wouldn't want it to be a big old giant, you know, spot
yeah.
on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at the amount of detail that we are able to get into some of our collection items.
Yeah.
They really look like they came right out of the TV show or the movie.
It's like you built a large one and shrunk it.
Let me see. Let's see here. My computer is just sticking a little bit. Just taking a while to decide if it's going to go or not. Okay. I had to push all years, so it brought up all the older stuff as well, since it was from 2015, and it won't let me do anything until it's completely loaded.
Uh-huh. Are you working from home?
I do.
You like it better than being in the office?
Well, sometimes, but not all the time. It's nice. I think first thing in the morning, it's my favorite part about working is being able to be home. But I do miss the camaraderie of a great company. I can pat myself on the back, but it's just not the same.
Yeah. Huh.
We're almost done in 2016, so.
Okay. I have over 100 ships. I think it's like 120.
We did just release another Star Trek collection. It's part of the newer series. It's the Star Trek universe.
Discover.
Well, we have a couple of different ones. We have the Star Trek Discovery series, and then we have the Starship XLs, which are the giant ones. But then we just released the Star Trek Universe collection, which is, it hasn't even started shipping yet, but they're all the, it's all the ones from the latest live action shows, like Star Trek Picard and Star Trek Discovery, and then Star Trek Strange New World. So that's what the Star Trek Universe collection is.
Uh-huh.
So this one has, I like this one because it has lots of bright colors and things like that. Like the very first ship is La Serena, and it's a red ship with blue lights. Uh-huh. I think it's cool. But that's one of the ones we just released with the Star Trek collections.
Well, the Strange one hasn't come out yet, has it? I mean, the show.
So I know that they're working on some of them, but I don't think that the last one has come out yet.
No.
The Strange New Worlds ones, I don't think that one's come out yet. So we're going to have the models from it.
Uh-huh.
So the first ship in the collection is the La Serena, which is from the Star Trek Picard series. It's the red and white speed fighter. So I think that one's, I like that it's nice and bright. Just different than some of the other ships.
Yeah, which are mostly gray.
Yeah, I didn't realize how many versions of the Enterprise there was before I started working with Eagle Moss. And there's a lot more than I thought. And they're all different.
Yeah, but you had the original, then you had the modified original, then you got the A, B, C, D, and E, then you've got the future one with three nacelles.
that was in a
possible future.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got, it is pretty amazing how creative they were when they started the show and how much it's changed since then. How many options there are.
Yeah. You have two Voyagers. Then you've got the precursors to the Enterprise, which is Enterprise, well, in the original, well, the NX, Enterprise, NX-01 Enterprise.
Yeah, they've got, I think in the collection that you had before you stopped it, you were not too far from ending it. So there's 180 ships in just the original Star Trek Starship collection. Ooh. And then you've got,
Can you see why I need to get the IKEA boxes?
And then you can always do the other ones, which are cool too. The Discovery series, I think, has, let me see, 40 ships. So it is a smaller collection for that one right now, just 40 of them compared to the regular original ones. So it's not letting me click on it. So what I'm going to do is send a message over and let them know that this one has the battery terminals gone bad and see if we can get that shipped out to you. For some reason, it's not letting me click on it. But I'm going to go ahead and forward that over so we can try to get that taken care of for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Do you know Saturday's lottery numbers?
I don't. You know, I was trying, but I'm not a very good guess.
If you come across it, you have my information.
I will.
Okay.
Absolutely. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.